Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Unwilling Prophet. And we're looking at one of the short books of the Old Testament, the book of the prophet Jonah. And there are some important spiritual lessons we can learn from this. One, the perils of disobedience. I'm not going to take time to go in detail, but obviously, if you're familiar with the book, he was commissioned by the Lord to preach repentance to the Ninevites. And of course, the Ninevites were hated. They were a cruel and fierce and vicious nation and had greatly oppressed the Jews. So obviously, that's the last thing he wanted to do. He tried to go the other direction. As a result, there was a great sea on the boat that he had secured passage on. And as they questioned their gods, like, who is responsible for this? Jonah fessed up and he said, well, it was me. And in a sacrificial way, he said, just throw me overboard and then you'll be fine. You'll be saved. And when that happened, it was a miraculous event. The sea was stormy and tossed. And when Jonah was thrown into the water, it became absolutely clear, as smooth as glass. And that it said the sailors feared the Lord exceedingly. So he ran from the presence of the Lord and spent 3 days as a result in the belly of a large fish, 3 days and three nights. So there are spiritual lessons to be learned, such as it's not a good idea to disobey the Lord when he is very seriously and clearly asking you to do something. And then, of course, it's an example of God's use of imperfect men as channels of truth. We looked at that he was a godly man. He was truthful, courageous, prayerful. And of course, he did obey after chastisement, but he was also self-willed and jealous of his prophetic reputation. He was bigoted and selfish. And so none of us are perfect. We cannot sometimes think we cannot be used of the Lord until we get into an advanced state of spiritual maturity. But beloved, that it's a continual process throughout our life. We continue to grow and understand, but we won't be perfected before and until we are absolutely with the Lord. And so We all are imperfect, but God, as we seek after Him in His heart and His ways, as we read and understand His Word, we're going to be more like Jesus. We're going to be conformed to the character of Christ. We will have the mind that is in Christ Jesus as we seek to destroy, mortify, as the word says, kill. That's what that word means. Mortify the desires of the carnal nature. And to, as if we live in the Spirit, we are to walk in the Spirit. So another beautiful example through the book of Jonah is to see God's love and mercy. And this was rather unusual considering the framework and content of the Old Testament, because basically it was God's dealing with the Jewish people. He chose them. Not that they were the greatest or the wisest. He chose them because they were the smallest and wanted them to be missionaries, if you will, to the world. And so this theme of the entire book shows a Jewish prophet being sent to one of the worst Gentile nations. And it shows the breadth of God's love and mercy, that He has concern and compassion for the whole world. So What we're going to do now is look at the fourth chapter that deals with God's mercy to sinners and his dealings with his servants. And it's interesting to note that after the chastening of the Lord, and that after his first call, and of course Jonah rebelled that first time, while it was unpleasant, while he was in the fish, nonetheless he was delivered from death. So let me read Jonah, the first chapter, the first verse of chapter 4. After Nineveh had repented as a result of his preaching, it said, "It displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry." I read that yesterday, and he just really wanted to die. Why? Because his prophetic reputation was at stake. He prophesied destruction, and lo and behold, it didn't happen. So he was, you know, a false prophet, according to the external circumstances. But there's a great difference between obedience and sympathy. And I'd like to read a passage from the 21st chapter of Matthew. But if you're a parent, and if you have maybe several children, one child, perhaps, you might have to force to obey, but another child could do whatever you ask. They're very tractable. They're very teachable. Whatever you say, they want to do. And Jesus gives an example in the difference between obedience and sympathy in Matthew 21, verses 28 through 31. Jesus goes on to say, he's preaching, and he says, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go to work in my vineyard today.' And he answered and said, 'I will not.'" That's the reply of the son. "But afterward, he repented." He realized he shouldn't have done that, and he went. "And he came to the second, and he said likewise. And he answered and said, 'I go, sir.' And he went not." In other words, he didn't go. So Jesus asked those who were listening, "Whether of them twain, which of the two did the will of his father?" And they say unto him, "The first." Jesus saith unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you." There's another example given in the Gospel of Luke. Remember the story of the prodigal son? And there was a great party that the father gave, made much ado over the returning prodigal. But the elder brother had been obedient that entire time, but he had no sympathy and was really distressed and angry that the father was making such a fuss over this son who had spent all of his inheritance. So as we go back to look at Jonah, we see a picture of someone who was mightily used of God, but he was still carnal and envious and resentful of God's mercy. He definitely possessed a wrong spirit. Remember, because as I read that first verse of chapter 4, he was very angry that they had repented. And we see glimpses in the gospel of this kind of attitude that is displeasing to God. In the 20th chapter of Matthew, Jesus shares the parable of the laborers, the day laborers, and they were hired at various times of the day, but the householders said that they would receive a penny for their work. And in verses 11 through 16, when they received their payment, the ones that had been working all day murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, "These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good?" So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. And so in a spiritual context, these laborers were disappointed at the impartiality and goodness of God. There's another example in the Gospel of Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 51 through 55, and I'll share that. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. This is Jesus. And sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for them. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou command, we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? Even as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And while we're looking at the book of Jonah, we can see that many Christians, as we looked at these parables, they obey out of sheer necessity, but they don't really have joy in understanding and relating to the will and purposes of God. They don't have the heart of God, the love, the mercy, the tenderness. They don't have the mind of Christ to understand. That's why Jesus came to die and for the saving of souls, to save sinners. Jonah obeyed from a powerful sense of duty. Of course, he hadn't been chastened, but he hadn't joyfully entered into the mind of the Lord. And so he has a complaint. He saw that perhaps he didn't expect to see, that Nineveh actually repented in sackcloth and ashes. And so often we mix our own selfish motives with the purposes of God, and as a result, bring confusion to our own souls. Well, I see my time is gone, and I must bring this to a close, and we'll start here tomorrow. We'll look at this a little more closely. Thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Know that I personally read and answer the mail. No one else does it, no staff member. And there are so many testimonies that have come in over the years of how God answers prayer. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.